Parent Entrepreneur Power, conversation number 173. Hey, Power Parents, are you ready to join the chatbot nation? I hope so. Let's go.
Parent Entrepreneur Power.
Wait, what?
This is the podcast for parents juggling the tough choices required for success in business while putting family first. Hi, I'm Mary Catherine Johnson, and I share the ups and downs and dirty truths of profits and potty training while chatting with successful parent entrepreneurs from all walks of life. Are you powered up? Hey there, Power Parents. Guess who? You know who I am, Mary Catherine Johnson, and I get to introduce you to another person I've met through networking. I'm telling you, the more I talk to people, the more people I meet. Go figure. So today I get to invite to the conversation Peter Lisowski. He is the founder of Enviral, a business incubator that launches software products and services using none other than the digital economy. Hey there, Peter. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, Mary. Thank you for having me on your show. This is awesome.
Yes, I can't wait to dive into this because I know we've got lots to talk about. Now, all right, Power Parents. And Peter, I got to tell you, the reason we call ourselves Power Parents is because we already have the power to build a business if we've gotten any child through potty training. So we just have to tap into that power and use it to build a successful business, just like we're using it to build successful children into adults. Yeah. So, but I have to tell you, all right, Power Parents, here, Peter and I, again, met through networking through this new thing that you know I'm doing, which is Messenger and chatbots and all that good stuff. And we just recently met. He's got stuff he's doing there, plus this stuff that I mentioned with Enviral. So, but we need to back up a bit and obviously get to know you a little bit better, besides what Mary's getting excited about talking about. What's your once upon a time story? How did you get into this whole parenting and entrepreneur gig? Which ones came first, the kids or the business?
You know, actually, the kids drove the business. And the story on me is it goes all the way back. I'm showing my age here, but back to 1997, I was running a division for Verifone, which is a payment transaction. You guys, you know, when you go into the grocery store, you swipe your cards. And I was constantly, Mary, I was gone all the time. I was in Asia, Europe, South America, and I'd go out for 2 or 3 weeks at a time. I have two boys, and at that time, one was six and one was 10. And, you know, I'd be in these 747 planes. It was, you know, it was a great job, good pay, you know, flying first class or business class, all the perks and everything. But the problem is that I had this epiphany. I was sitting up in the bubble and I was looking out, you know, those little portals that they have in the planes. And I'm looking down over the polar cap for like the 17th or 20th time. And I thought, you know, if I don't stop what I'm doing, number one, my kids don't even know me anymore. And I'm probably going to be dying one of these planes by the time I'm 55 because there's so much stress, as you know, from the corporate world. Yeah. And so that was my defining moment. That was my epiphany. Now, kind of the way the universe works is within about 8 months, the company, the founding division was in Hawaii, and that's where I was living. So you think, oh, wow, you get to live in paradise. Well, yeah, my kids and my wife did, but I was never there. Right? So every occasional Sunday I'd be out on the beach with them. But so that was kind of the thing. And 10 months later, they decided to consolidate Hawaii with Sacramento. And I decided that's when I need to get out. That was right around 2000. And I exited the corporate world totally to really devote more time to my kids and have a better work and life balance.
Yes.
That's
yes.
That's my story.
Man. Yes. 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 Hear it. Hear it. That is so fantastic. Okay. Yes. All of us have that epiphany, that moment when we know we're missing. We're missing something, and it's not money. It's our family. So wow. Okay. I just have to ask this because I'm always curious about this because I didn't do this. How do you leave as probably the main breadwinner in your family that you probably were? How do you leave that big job that had you living in Hawaii or Sacramento or wherever you were living and making good money, I would assume, to What do you do? What's that first step when you all of a sudden realize I'm going to die on a plane, so I better change things? What is the first step you took once you had that realization to make a change?
You know, that's really a great question, Mary, because what I did, I had the money and I was getting paid very, very well. And I had bonus and stock options, all the stuff that you have when you're an executive. So what I did is I ran for 6 months along the north shore of Oahu. And I decided during my running, so I would go, if you ever know, you guys know Oahu, I ran past Sunset Beach and Banzai Pipeline. That's where I live. You know that movie Saving Sarah Marshall, The Lagoon? I live there. That's where I lived. And I'd lay on that beach all the time when I was there. But my kids played there all the time. So I ran for 6 months, and I thought I didn't want to have my kids leave. And, you know, being out in Hawaii, you're on a rock in the middle of the ocean, right? So anytime you need to go anywhere, you got to jump on a plane.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to figure out and find myself, and I'm going to move into entrepreneurism slowly. Now, this was, I think it was right around September when this all happened. And I was offered to run the division in Sacramento. And I said, no, I don't want to do it. I'm out. So here I am. The kids are, I didn't want to uproot them and take them back to the mainland. We had a house in Washington, in Seattle, Washington. So for that 9 months, for the first 6 months, I ran. And then what I did, I didn't tell you this, but when we were talking, I ended up deciding that I was going to do technical recruiting in the software space in Silicon Alley in New York City, because I had a lot of my buddies that had gone over to startup companies, right? So I got up, but you know, it's like 9 hours difference. So I would get up at like, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I would work up until about 7 or 8 in the morning. Then I go lay on the beach all day.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay, so wait a minute. So what you did was you actually quit your job first because you had a nest egg.
Yeah.
And then you basically
had a little nest egg, but you know,
tried to find yourself after that.
Yeah. And I really, cause I thought, you know what, I got to figure out what it is I really, really want to do. Mm-hmm. And I get asked this question all the time when I'm on, you know, radio interviews, I've been on TV, I've been on podcasts. And the thing is, people always ask me, well, could you give us a piece of advice? What's the one thing you think that defines success? And I always say it's clarity. I mean,
yeah.
If you don't have clarity, you cannot be successful in anything, in your personal life, in your marriage, and in your business, in your entrepreneurial aspect. So that's what I was striving for while running, was getting clarity.
And you got fit at the same time if you weren't already.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I ran a half marathon. I was like, smoked a lot of the younger kids. It was great.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy, if I had my 30-year-old knees again, I would definitely be there. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, yes, and I have to second that comment and say clarity is absolutely, absolutely one of the most important, actually the first step towards success. There are many other things you need to create success, but if you don't have that first step, which is clarity of what the heck you're going to do, it doesn't matter what comes after that. You can have a great business plan. You can have a great marketing plan. You can have a great Facebook group. I don't care. If you don't have clarity of exactly what you're doing, you won't get anything, at least beyond just the few people here and there, because people will know that you're not clear. People will know your message isn't speaking specifically to them.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So yes, we have Power Parents. The reason he mentioned that is because we had spoken earlier and I shared that I was a technical recruiter in a previous life. And you know, Peter, this has all happened at the same time. I started my first online business in 2003. I got the idea for it in 1998. When I had my first son. So, it's just so funny. I can't tell you how many people that I talk to on this podcast where we're running parallel paths.
Yeah.
Very, very similar. So, all right. So you kind of ran and found yourself and had a little nest egg. Lucky you. Not a lot of us have that, but fantastic that you did. And then what did you do next? So you were doing some recruiting and getting up early and laying on the beach.
Well, so the story gets a little convoluted from there, but it all led me. It's a journey. You know, we're all on a journey together.
Yep.
So after the school year was over, we came back to the house that we owned in Washington State. And I thought, you know, maybe what I'll do, my mom, I grew up, my mom was a teacher her whole life. She was a biology teacher. And I thought, maybe I'll go into teaching. Maybe that'd be kind of fun, right? So I went and I did paraeducation. And I ended up working with the special education kids. And I got all the boys that were supposedly the troubled kids, right?
Yep.
And so they gave them all to me, and I, you know, had a great time with them. We got them, you know, doing what they need to do to the point where they were really succeeding and having a great time. And I did that for a year, and that was part of the beginnings where while I was doing that, I had time to start really kind of diving into the internet and to look at some mega trends on what's going on, because that's the second piece that I always look at is if you can play in a mega trend, kind of a rising tide floats all boats, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I thought, well, if I could get into a mega trend and I could find out what that is while I'm trying to learn this internet thing, which, you know, back then, right, you know, there wasn't tools that we have today and all this stuff. I mean, I had to learn HTML and CSS, and I mean, then you had, you know, we're putting a cobbling all these things together, you know, so but it was a great learning curve while I was kind of, you know, looking at, well, do I want to do the teaching thing or not do the teaching thing? And that ended up, I ended that year, and I decided, you know, I'm going to go, instead of do the teaching, as much as I love kids, I was coaching baseball at the time because I grew up playing baseball. I played it in college and just had a great time. And so I'll do the teaching thing with the baseball. My boys were growing up and I was able to coach them, but I got more and more into the internet. So I started just selling like little products online, like little ebooks, you know, all the stuff we used to do back then, right?
Yeah. Ebooks that you wrote or somebody else's?
No, I wrote them.
Yeah, awesome.
I wrote them myself. Mm-hmm. You know, the funny thing is I've never done affiliate products because I'm a product developer. So it didn't dawn on me that like I should create my own stuff. I thought, well, you know, why would I sell someone else's stuff? I could create my own stuff, right?
Yep.
So that's kind of, you know, that right or wrong, that was my mindset. So that's kind of where it all started, was really understanding like, okay, I could sell this stuff online. This is kind of cool. And like, if I wake up in the morning, there might be a couple orders there. And that was like, wow, this is like exciting, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I did. But the other thing I also did, I'm a little bit of a hybrid. I'm not totally of an online person. I went off and I also invested because I grew up building houses with my dad. So I knew about building and I thought maybe I'll go back to my roots. So I bought a multi-unit franchise and I started that. It was called Handyman Matters, and I grew that into like a 52-person multi-million-dollar company.
Wow.
But I used a lot of the internet marketing stuff that I was learning in there, right?
Right.
So that was kind of the from the like the 2002 to 2007, I sold off about half that business. The recession hit, I shut the other half down, and then I moved into the next thing, which is the Enviral Incubator, and that was the start of really, you know, I'm going to move totally into the online space, and just work there.
So tell me a little bit more about this Enviral Incubator, okay. And I get you with the I'm really excited that you have the offline and the online kind of married, and you have that experience because I talk to too many people who come into the online space and they've drank the Kool-Aid and they've bought into the whole mindset that just put up a course and people will come and put up a course and do a Facebook ad and everybody's going to buy it. And I'm so sad every time I get people who do that, who have that mindset, unfortunately, that they've bought into, and then they have no success at it and get very frustrated. So good for you that you've bridged those two things, because that's vital, I think, building those relationships. So, but tell me more about this incubator. So I have a couple of friends, one who was on this podcast, and his podcast was, I think, probably in the 30s or 40s, that long ago. And his company's called We Montage, and he does removable wallpaper. And he went into a tech incubator, I think about probably a year and a half ago. And since then, I've heard a couple more things about incubators, but I am in no way completely understanding of what it is you're talking about when you say incubator. So give me an idea. Take me through what you do.
Well, first and foremost, when I get, I don't really do a lot of marketing to find clients for the incubator. They find me. I'll give you an example. We have a company in the incubator right now. I'm working with the individual. His name is Robert White, and it's in the welding industry. Now, you might go, what? The welding industry, right? That's like the most boring thing ever. It's not sexy. But I'll tell you what, in the year, I think they said by 2020, there's going to be 250,000 shortfall in jobs in welding and a lot of vocational things. So
yikes.
They have to go through. So I looked at this opportunity. What he is what's called a certified welding inspector, which is kind of like a professional engineer. That's what I know because I'm an engineer by training. And he started telling me about the opportunity, and we do some initial research in the incubator to find out are we sitting on a big trend here? I don't think that's a mega trend, but it certainly is a huge trend.
Right.
And is there a viable opportunity to come in? And the thing on that caught me was when he told me that you spend about $6,000 to prepare for your test and 50% of the people fail it. I thought, okay, bingo.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. It's so this is how, you know, I spot opportunities. I'm looking either at megatrends, and I know we'll get into the chatbots and things like that, or I'm looking at something where there's a big gap in the marketplace, and that's something that we need to fill. So that's the first gate in an incubator. Then we go off and we look at, we do marketing research. I have different factories that I take them through. So I have a market research factory, a product development factory, a launch factory, and we use a lot of online funnels and things like that because a lot of it is, you know, digital based, software or courses or online learning systems or, whatever it is that we're doing.
Yeah.
So we have the launch factory, and then we have what we call a product stacking factory where we're stacking one product on top of the other, and there's a strategic approach to that while we're building that brand. So that, in a nutshell, that's kind of what we do in the incubator, is really take people through these different factories and help them develop as they go. And then I provide them with contacts, whether it be for funding or contacts outside, you know, as far as, you know, that they can help, that will help grow their business or get them into different distribution channels.
Okay. So then, I'm a company that you might determine is in a mega trend or in a big trend, it fitting in that model. So do I come to you and then pay you to put me in these processes, or do you fund, or how does that work from a benefit for my company and a benefit for your company?
Yeah, that's a great question, Mary. So what we do basically is a couple different ways we do it. We either have typically around a 10K upfront fee, and then we do, like Shark Tank, we'll do an equity share. So I'll take a percentage equity in the company. The upfront fee is on a sliding scale depending on how much they want to play. If they don't want to pay up as, you know, that much upfront, then I take more in the equity on the back end, Because if I'm going to spend a lot of time with them, and I typically only take on 3 to 4 businesses at a time with me and my team, then, you know, I want to make sure that we're going to get them through and help them be successful.
Exactly. Got it. Okay. So, because I think this, when I was talking about James, I think it was some type of a contest kind of incubator that he went into, where they were going to determine whether they would take on some of these companies and help them through for an equity share at the end. And I think he did interview for Shark Tank specifically, and I think got to a final round or something, or right before, and was dismissed after that. But okay, so I understand how that works. So now I understand, now that you've taken me through that process, why you're in chatbots, because it's just so on fire right now. It is just. It's a rocket ship. It's a complete rocket ship right now. So tell me now how that fits. So you're doing this incubator, and now you're also with chatbots. And I know you have a site and a Facebook group, Chatbot Nation. How does that relate? How did you get into that from the, Enviral?
Well, that's a great question, Mary. I look at different mega trends, whether it be in energy or in the communication space. And so this one, I got into this. Maybe it's kind of like a pet project of mine, but I have been, you know, bots have been around for a long time. They've been around for years and years, but they they really haven't got to the point. I mean, you know the story with Facebook Messenger opening up here not too long ago and the chatbot platforms that they're out there. And so I started looking at this. What kind of triggered it was and I've been watching this, but in 2015 when business intelligence research came out and they talked about, they had an article and a chart in there, and they talked about how messaging apps, whether it be Facebook Messenger or Slack or Kick or WhatsApp, actually people are spending more time on messaging apps than they're spending time in social media, including Facebook.
Yep.
So I was like, okay, I got to start paying attention to this because there's something big going on here, and I'm going to start digging into it. So I did, and that was before, you know, it really was the, well, it was March to December of last year when things started really accelerating. Now, I'm a biggie. I have, because in my career I've worked at different companies, I've had some of my buddies, they've spun off to Microsoft, some have spun off to Apple, some have spun off to different, you know, I've done bioscience, biomedical, we've done VC with IPOs, all that kind of stuff. So I started talking to some of my buddies about kind of what's going on. And, you know, they can't reveal everything, but, right, you know, the thing is that some of the things they were telling me about what's going on with chatbots and where artificial intelligence is going to be going, it blew my mind. So I started looking at this world and going, you know what, in the next, it's going to probably be in 3 to 7 years. I usually say 5 to 10, but this stuff is going so fast now. It's really consolidating down. I mean, I really, you know, these are my predictions and my predictions only, but I really think, Microsoft and Apple, their operating systems are going to change the bot OSs. I think Google will change. They already came out with Allo. It's going to be a completely artificial intelligence bot for search. You won't be typing in much anymore. It'll be voice and text input that way. I think you're going to have, instead of phone apps, they're going to be bot apps or chat apps. They're going to use certain phone apps. Everything, guys, is going to be changing here at a rapid pace. And that's why I say right now is a good time to get in as a smart early adopter. I talk about this in Chatbot Nation, and I kind of equate it to, man, oh, man, in 95, I was messing around with my buddy Mark Hastings. He was an electrical engineer. We worked at Fluke, which was a test and measurement company, and we were playing around with this thing called the internet, right? And I started seeing these domain names, and I'm going, what the heck are these things? And you could buy them for less than a buck, right? And I, because here's the thing, right? We're a little wiser now. If I knew then what I know now, I'd have bought up like insurance.com, vacationrental.com, private jet. Do you know that insurance.com just sold for over $35 million?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, if you look, and I can talk about cellular trends. I was smart enough to invest in American Tower back when it was $3 and it's now $123 a share. They own most all the cell towers in this country. Yeah. So there's these things that come along. I mean, imagine, you know, getting in when email was right at the beginning, when Google was at the beginning, or when, you know, I remember in Hawaii when Facebook came out in 2004 and, you know, AOL was still shipping stuff to your mailbox.
Yes.
You know? And then you have Netflix, right? With Blockbuster and Hollywood Video. We used to go to the VHS store, and then they came in, and then they changed from ship to the mailbox to now we're
streaming.
And look at where they are. They're an entertainment empire with movies, their own movies, their own TV shows.
Yep.
So these things happen, and this is why I say now is, and you know, you're one of the smart early adopters, now is the time to get in and learn as we go all together, because the things that I'm seeing and that I'm learning and the people I'm talking to, where this is going with artificial intelligence, it can mean just like buying domain names back in 95 for people.
Absolutely, 100%. Power parents, please hear what Peter just said, because it is, I feel that I can't even describe to you, if you don't hear it in my voice, I cannot describe to you how flippin' exciting this is and how this is a complete game changer. It is, and what I mean by game changer, it changes the game. I am on a mission to disrupt the hold that email marketing has on us, because it's not giving us what we need. Even though people keep telling us the money's in the list, yes, they tell us that, but they're talking about the wrong list now. People, yeah. They're talking about the wrong list. If somebody's still telling you the money's in your email list, please be a little leery of that. Because I'm not telling you to get rid of email. Email definitely has its place in communication. But I don't think it has a place anymore in any way close to the place that artificial intelligence, that chatbots have in our sales funnels. Because like you said, people communicate there. They don't communicate in email in any way like they communicate in chat. And there is an opportunity. If you know me at all, please, Power Parents, know I am not here to scam people. I'm not here to get a quick buck. I'm not here to just try and sell things through this stuff. It's an opportunity to engage like you've never engaged before. Yeah. It's an opportunity to create a relationship with your audience like you have never created that relationship before. And I have statistics now, little by little, over the last couple of months that Messenger has allowed us to do this. I now have statistics where one client did a launch and very small list in Messenger, very huge list in email. We're talking tens of thousands of people. And the Messenger list was maybe 400. And out of that, 70%, yes, of the sales that he got came from email, and 30% came from Messenger. Now, take a list of 400 versus tens of thousands, and 30% came from those 400 people.
Yeah, that's amazing. Can I share a little story with you?
Please. About kind of,
we did. So my girlfriend and I, she has a massage wellness center. So it's another bricks and mortar. We're, you know... And in January, when I saw kind of what was going on in December with Facebook Messenger and chatbots, I thought, you know what? I'm going to go out and I'm going to test this, right? So what I did is I did – there's several of these, and I talk about them in Chatbot Nation and the membership site that we have. It's about the strategies and systems. Mm-hmm. So one of the strategies I talk about are contests. So we did a contest, which was win a free spa package, right? So – but I went into Facebook. Now, I have been doing Facebook ads for the last 3 years, and I've seen my costs go up, up, and up. Used to be a couple bucks for a lead. Now it's costing me $6 to $10.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you guys, Facebook themselves said by the end of 2017, they're going to run out of ad space. So you know what that's going to do to the cost, right? And I'm not saying don't do Facebook ads. I'm just saying you got to do them a little differently now with strategies. So we did Facebook Messenger ads. And I know you use ManyChat, so we use the JSON script. We put it in there, popped them into Messenger, and we were getting around $1 to $1.25 a lead. But what happened was, which blew me away, was that we were getting over 90% open rates and over 40% click-through rates to a quiz, which then we collected their email, which then got us to on the phone with them. So what happened as a result is I'd never seen this before. Not even with text messaging.
Yeah.
So what happened is we did that, and we ended up getting out of the 424, we got 256 emails out of it. We had all those people in our Facebook Messenger list, which, by the way, like you said, is user-driven. So they're very responsive, and we're talking to them now through our chatbot, which I call Chase. He's kind of this snarky little quirky guy. But, you know, you humanize your chatbot. Yes. And they always come back, and they're talking to us, and they're going, okay, am I talking to Peter or am I talking to Chase?
To Chase, exactly. I know, because you can give it a personality on its own, or you can let it have your personality as if it's you speaking. You can, so much you can do. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
and it got my head spinning. So we ended up getting – so what we're doing is we're putting the emails in a back end, another software package for wellness, health and wellness type companies called Hire Frederick, and they have an AI algorithm which helps to fill our schedules and things like that. So, you know, again, it's a funnel, right? And the bot doesn't take care of everything. It does one piece. You know, it's kind of it's a key integral piece. But the fact that we were getting those open rates and click-through rates, and by the way, we're still getting over 80% open rates and over 30% click-through rates. And if you do it the right way and don't be spammy, people are not dropping off.
Nope.
They're engaging.
Yep.
And there's a lot of things you can do. Now what we're doing is we're sending the bot, they're coming in, it's user-driven, it's relevant, we're tagging, pre-qualifying them, we're sending them out to a different quiz to give them like a back pain guide or a athlete's guide. But then we can bring them back into the bot. So they click and they come back in, so they can go in, out, back and forth, and it's all seamless. And that's really, really cool.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. All right. So, Power Parents, you understand why I'm speaking with Peter today. You understand, based on the conversations that I've had with you in the past and the information I've shared with you here about how excited I am about this stuff. This, what an amazing thing. So, in when I'm helping people create these, and I create these for companies, and I've helped people create them as well, train them how to do it, I have templates that we use for a webinar template, let's say. So how you create messages to get people to a webinar, or straight to an online course, or straight to an e-commerce sale or something like that. So I have kind of templates that I've set up for my team to be able to use. Okay, here's, we're gonna dump this content. And that, you know, that is the toughest part for people, is getting the switching their mindset from long form story to taking out the pieces of that story that are the most vital and putting them into a message.
Yeah.
So I could spend a whole time on that. But really, if you look at it, you're going to back it up a bit and go back to your outline. You're going to reverse engineer it. So you have this long form story that you've already written, and you got rid of the outline because you wrote the whole thing. We'll go back to what the outline would have said. What are the key concepts in there? And that would make it easier for you to do messages. But anyway, I digress. So you can take those. I know it's, I'm just can't stand it. I'm so excited. So you take those. And so now you've got templates for contests, right? Or you at least have the structure to do a contest or possibly a challenge. Everybody and their brother's doing Facebook challenges, right? So to do a challenge or to deliver a video series or something like that. Oh my gosh. How amazing.
We have, what's interesting, and this is, we'll talk about this in a little bit, but the membership site we have, I pre-deliver a chatbot strategy for the people every month. Because, you know, you and I talked about this. I like the way you say it's kind of like Facebook tweets. It's very smart, Mary. Because it is. It's little sound bites, your little text bites you're giving them.
Yes.
But you have to put it in context. They have to make choices. It has to be user-driven.
Yes.
But I also believe, you know, nowadays, this is, again, my opinion, but I think people are coursed out. They're just like an overwhelm. There's too many courses out there. There's too much of this learning. So I said, you know what? We got to do learn and do. And so I created a 5-day chatbot challenge where in 5 days you can build your first lead funnel chatbot and prove to yourself that, like, I can do this. It's not too technical, right? It's a basic chatbot. But the chatbot challenge then gets them to thinking, okay, well, it gets their head spinning, like, what's next, right?
Yes.
And so I decided we're going to start at the beginning with a lot of people where I'm going to help them. And in the membership, I'm going to give them the strategy, the process maps, the scripts, so that it's almost copy and paste. So they don't have to spend time going, okay, I learned all this stuff, but now how do I apply it in my business, right? Because we don't, as business owners, we don't have time to make that leap. So that helps them to do that and get started. And then it gives them all kinds of different ideas about all these different bots that they could build that all run automatically 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they're instantly on. And we'll start at Facebook Messenger, but I'm already over in the chatbot area for websites, so it's not just chat with a human. You're doing bot chat over at the website. There's lots of different things that we can do now.
Wow. All right. So there you go, Power Parents. I know that we haven't really talked about this, but I just joined Peter's group, Chatbot Nation. So if you get in there as well, you'll see me hanging out there and I'll be chatting about stuff because I'm just absolutely love this stuff. I am just going nuts, as you can tell. And so even with that idea, to take the whole idea of this challenge to be able to create your own bot quickly, you know, there is, I'm not going to lie to you, this is not something that that's like doing your ABCs for you now, you know, just learning how to write different copy. This is a mindset shift that you're going to have to make from your email marketing funnel to your chat funnel, to your messenger funnel. So I do need to caution you, there is a little bit of time that you're going to have to invest in making sure you get this. So I really don't like people who start with, I cannot understand how people start a course and they pay for a course and they sign up for a course and then they don't finish a course. Please don't do that. Please. All right. So if you are excited at all about all this stuff we're talking about, please go here and do this. So where, tell me a little bit more about Chatbot Nation and how this membership works and sure. how you get involved in all this stuff.
So if everybody wants to go over to Chatbot Nation, then just search for Chatbot Nation up in the Facebook search box at the top. It's the closed group. And I'll, you know, I'm not, everybody can get in as long as we have some rules in there, obviously.
Right.
You know, no hate speech and all that kind of stuff. But right. but other than that, I want you in there. I want you participating, commenting, asking questions. I think it's awesome, Mary, that you're coming in. You have a lot of experience in this, and that will, you know, all of us together, right? It's the power of the group brain. Yes. And so that's kind of what we're all about here. In there, there will be, you'll see where you can join the 5-day chatbot challenge. So you can really see, because, you know, here's the thing. A big pain point for a lot of people is I need more leads, right? That's where it kind of all starts. And so if you could build a chatbot, I have like 40 or 50 of these strategies that I talk about in the membership site that I'm going to be ready to go with here, like the contest idea, that you can build these bots. But a lot of it, that's what the membership site, if you choose to want to do that, this is where a lot of it's pre-done for you. So you can come in. We have a early adopter, one-time lifetime lock fee on that. That will, you know, the price will be going up later on. And I've got a special deal for all your parents out there. They can jump in on that when they're listening to this. But what I do there basically is I'm going to have, there is an online, it's coming up, it's a beta. But I'll have, just like the 5-day challenge, we'll have a full, you know, mini course. But what I'm going to do, though, this is going to be a little different, is the course, they're going to interact with the bot while they're learning in the course. So it's not just watch a bunch of videos and go through. So I know you're starting to think, like, how could you do that? But I've got some ideas on how to teach people through Chase the Chatbot and then bring them into the video and then bring them back into the bot. And they're going to be doing some things and go back out. So, and then what will happen is every single month, they'll have the full training course with the interaction with a bot. And then every month, I'm going to go through and put together the strategy sheet, the process maps, and the scripts. Now, this is what's really funny. I know, Mary, you could relate to this. You know, back in the day when I started in engineering, they didn't even have computers. We were doing ink and vellum, right?
Oh,
and
my gosh.
We used to do these process sheets with the little templates and the process flowcharts. Well, that's what the heck we're doing.
You're back. Exactly. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I was just before our call doing one of the mind maps that I use. I just use mind maps. And I just start and I just take myself through. I get into the zone and take myself through this process. I have the customer's email up and I take pieces of the email out and guide myself through this process using a mind map, using, you know, that process. It's amazing. Wow. Yeah, so I have a feeling there are going to be some keywords involved in taking that chatbot and interacting with him, with Chase. Maybe keywords will be involved. And Power Parents, if you get involved in this, you'll know what I mean by keywords. Oh my gosh, that is incredible. That would be amazing.
Yeah, and this is where it's going to be a little different because the chatbot enables the learn while you do.
Yep.
And so it's completely changing again, once again, how are we learning, right? This is going to be at the forefront of all educational systems, all the way down into public schools, you know, where the bot is helping students learn. But we're going to do this here first in the Chatbot Marketing Monthly membership site.
Oh, my Lord. You know, my mind was just blown again. This is what gets me so flippant excited about this. The opportunities and people, we're not talking about, you know, Terminator stuff here, right? We're not talking about giving them power over us, all right? So don't worry, that's not what we're dealing with. We're dealing with using artificial intelligence to aid us in and make our processes faster, easier, automated. I mean, it's, oh my gosh, I just got what you were talking about and connected those dots. And I cannot wait to see that. I cannot wait to be a part of that. So Power Parents, if you're going into this Chatbot Nation, I will be there because that I just to talk about this stuff and really all boats rise. When we all work together, the tide rises and we all rise together. And that is the number one thing I've learned in the last 3 months that I've been doing this. 3 months. Well, let's see. 4 months now, coming up to 4 months that I've been doing this. It is that we, this people, if you didn't hear me before, hear me now. My income has gone up 12 times what it was before I started with chatbots. 12 times. Take your current income and make it 12 times. And that's what I am experiencing right now. And I just, please don't just sit and listen to us and not act. Please act. Because we're talking about, okay, tell me about this, this membership. So you talked about lifetime. Most membership sites are monthly fees.
Right.
Forever.
And it will, it's going to, so the early adopter price for all the Power Parents out there is $379. It's a one-time lifetime lock fee. It will, I will not charge you an annual fee or monthly. It's for the people who are smart early adopters, like Mary, you say, take action, make a decision. It is going, the price is going to be going up. And so it'll be an entry fee plus a membership fee. And it's going to be somewhere around the $59 to $89 a month. So, you know, if you look at just, even if it was $59, it's like half the cost and you're not getting charged every single month, right? Yep. So this is, I think, a real good value, real good deal. If you look at other people out there and what they're doing, I wanted to do something where the learning was interacting with a chatbot. I'm going to have in the membership site, it will have the pre-prepared chatbot strategies. And then I'm going to do a little a marketing monthly synopsis of the industry. I'm going to talk about tools like Lead. I talked to the founder of LeadFlip, ChatFuel, Octane AI, the Azure bot platform that's coming up in Microsoft. There's so many things that, you know, this is going to be kind of the pulse of the industry. So you're going to see, and I'm going to guide people as we go from the beginner of, okay, let's just do these beginning bots with decision trees to moving into artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. And how do you do this as a solo entrepreneur, and business owner? Because there will be a time when that will be easy for you to do. Just like when we started sales funnels, it was totally hard. Now you have Kajabi and ClickFunnels and, and all these things, right?
Yes.
And it's going to end up that way. So the power that you're going to have in your hand as an entrepreneur is coming, and you know, I'll do my best to try to be a couple steps ahead of everybody, because that's what I like to do.
Yep.
And really help, you know, to help people along that way.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so Power Parents, I didn't know any of this before we chatted. So don't shoot me if I'm just speechless, because this is insane. I'm just going to say it. This is insane what Peter's talking about and what we've been able to do so far. And now I'm seeing where this is going. It is insane. Please, please let me tell you, if you are struggling at all with your business to get leads, to find people, and you think any of your people are on Facebook, which of course they are, do this. Find a way to do this. And this is nothing like I paid to learn how to do this. Let me tell you right now. And I've recouped that investment 12 times over. So, please don't just listen to this and go on with your day. Find a way to carve out some time to really investigate this and meet me over in Chatbot Nation. Because like I said, anyway, I'll stop there. Before I blow a gasket.
I'll give them the link really quick for your people. If they go to chatbotnation.co and then /powerparent, that's where the offer for the membership site is there. And they can you can check it out. You can choose to do it or not. That's really up to you. But I wanted to price it that way so we could get several thousand people in there, because the collective think is the power for me.
And yes,
so I didn't want to limit it where they're paying a lot of money, where people are going, oh man, I just can't afford that, right?
Well, and then also because, like you said, the collective, we learn from each other. What I love in being in these groups is that we share. I share a lot of the things that I'm learning, and I share the mistakes that I make and the things that don't work. And it and everybody else that I know and that I've gone through this with does the same thing. So we rise, we help each other rise. It makes a huge difference. Where else in whatever group have you been in where everyone is doing pretty much the same thing and easily and eagerly and happily sharing their success and sharing their not so success?
Yeah.
Because we all have them. I've never been in a group like this. I've been in lots of mom entrepreneur groups, lots of those kinds of groups that share entrepreneurial tips. This is not a general thing like that. All of us are building bots, and we're building them furiously. So we learn from each other what's working. And I'm telling you, it is a community like no other that I've been involved in. So, wow. All right. So chatbotnation.co/powerparent.
That's correct. Awesome. That'll get you over to the order form. Do join Chatbot Nation like Mary's doing too, because we're talking in there. I have different videos and things. The more people that come in, like your listeners, like you, the more interaction we have too. I've got some other cool things beyond the membership site that I haven't announced yet that I'm planning back in my labs. And I'm telling you, if this blew your mind, wait till you see what's coming. So, I mean, that's just me. I'm a product development guy. I like all this technology. I like to stay at the forefront. And there's some really cool stuff that's coming up for everybody. And I, when we get to that point where I feel like it's ready, then we'll launch it. And everybody in Chatbot Nation will have access to that.
Awesome. All right. So is it Power Parent singular or Power Parents with an S? Let's
it just is, decide that. Singular. Power Parent.
Got yeah, awesome.
chatbotnation.co/powerparent.
Perfect. Yep. All right. You know where I'm going to be. I hope I meet you there. I so hope. I'm telling you, Power Parents, you have heard me over 170 something episodes, and I cannot imagine being as excited about anything I've talked about as I am about this. And I would love, if you are hearing my voice, that you jump on this, something else. And I don't, if this isn't it, that's cool, but I'm telling you, this is where I'm going. So I really hope to meet you there. So Peter, thank you so much. I am just in awe of all of the things that you're doing. And I'm so, so thankful that you chose our show to come and chat about this. And I really appreciate it. You mentioned a couple of things, though. I want to clarify for everybody listening that this is a one-time fee and that you're going to charge monthly fees. But if someone jumps on this now for that, what was it, $379, I think you mentioned?
$397.
$397. So yeah. If someone jumps on the $397, that's all they pay forever.
That's it. And you will get it month after month after month after month. It never stops, because we're not stopping with this technology. Oh, it's a mega trend. It's going forward. We got to all go with it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. You heard it. $397. And if you are at all on other programs or hearing other podcasts about this, there are fees of anywhere from $497 for just one course, and that's it, to $2,000 for one course. So this is nuts. This is a steal. I will just say that. And I'm in this every day, people, every single day. This is my life now. So I know this is a steal. Peter, thank you so much. I so appreciate it.
Yeah, it was a real honor, Mary. Thank you for having me on your podcast show. It was a lot of fun. I had a blast. I always love talking about this. So it was good.
Okay, Power Parents, you know by now how exciting this stuff is for me and how amazingly profitable it has been for me. So I'm going to give you, I know that Peter mentioned the link, chatbotnation.co/powerparent. But if you want something easier to get there and you're on your phone and you can't get to your computer or anything like that, just text chatbot to 44222. And you will automatically get to that page. So here it is. Just text to 44222, the word chatbot. One word, and you've got it. I so hope you join me on this adventure, because I guarantee you, it is an adventure like none you have taken so far. I hope to see you there. Enjoy the journey. To get powered up for your day, just go to ParentEntrepreneurPower.com and listen to any one of the over 100 episodes we've had so far with amazing entrepreneurs just like you. It might just help you feel like a grown-up again.